بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. We praise and glorify Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with Iman and Islam. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we send salat and salam, durud and salutations upon our beloved Habib Muhammad Mustafa Ahmad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also we send salutations upon his blessed family, upon his noble and chosen companions, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the beginning of the 18 juz of the Quran Kareem, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that certainly the believers, the mu'mineen, are successful. Now who are these people, the mu'mineen, the mu'minun that are successful, who are they? What are their qualities? Allah ta'ala mentions one very, very important quality here. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَوْشِئُونَ, those who have khushu in their salah. Those who display khushu in their salah, those who practice and have khushu in their salah. So now the question comes about, what is khushu and why, how important is this khushu? And if khushu is so important, then why is it that now this is the most important thing that is lacking in our salah? So we find that in the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic hadith, sahih hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yushaku an tadkhula masjid jama'atin, that very, very soon a time will come, you will enter a masjid wherein salah is performed with jama'ah, فَلَا تَرَى فِيهِ رَجُلًا خَوْشِئًا, you will not find therein one single person performing salah with khushu. So from this hadith, we can see the importance, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is outlining the most important thing that is lacking in our salah, that in the future, you will find a time will come when in the masjid full of people, full of musallis, full of namazis, not one person will be performing salah with khushu. So from this, we can gauge how important khushu is, how vital, the vital element that khushu is. So now the question comes about, what is khushu? So khushu means obedience. It means obedience, it means submission. One of the best meanings of khushu is to be humbly submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, that when we stand before Allah, stand with devotion. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. That is why it is mentioned that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr, when they would stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was as if they were lifeless twigs. Total devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were absolutely still. They were absolutely at ease, at peace. And today we find that when we make in salah, we find that there's no sukoon, there's no khushu. A person will be very, very uneasy. A person is moving around. He is now fiddling with his hair, with his beard, with his ears, looking in his, checking his pockets, and different things a person is doing. So we find that now we learn that khushu is missing. One example is mentioned of recent, or in the recent past, one of our great akabirin, Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he was once performing salah on the platform, on the station. So as they were performing salah, and many companions were with him, as they were performing salah, the whistle blew for the train. So all the companions, they broke the salah and they rushed into the train. Hazrat carried on making his salah. He finished his salah, he made dua, he came into the train. So the people asked him, that Hazrat, did you not hear the whistle? He said, what whistle are you talking about? If I heard the whistle, I would have also come into the train. So this is what it means to have khushu in our salah. So khushu is the most important thing, that when we have khushu, then we find that our salah will become salah. Our salah in reality will become salah, and thereafter the benefits of that salah will come. So it is mentioned also, it comes in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that when a person is buried, a mu'min, a believer is buried in his grave, when the malaika come and they wake him up, the sun will be shown to him, this believer who was a musalli, who was a namazi, the sun is shown to him setting. So this person will tell the malaika that, listen, just hold on, just wait. The sun is setting, I still have to make my asr salah. I have to make my asr salah. So the question comes about, which believer is going to say this? So on that believer who was punctual with his salah, who performed every salah on time for his whole life. He had that fikr, he had that overriding concern. All the time he was concerned about his salah, and he made sure he performed his salah. So for this person, this great blessing of Allah Ta'ala, that he will be shown the sun setting in his grave, and he will have concern for salah even in his grave. So this is now, it is mentioned about one sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala an, a very, very great sahabi from among the senior most sahaba, and also he was a poet. He would compose poetry in praise and in defense of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rahim Allahu Abdullah ibn Rawaha, may Allah ta'ala have mercy on Abdullah ibn Rawaha, haythu adrakatu salah anakha. Wherever the time for salah finds him, he kneels, makes his camel kneel down, and he performs the salah. So here Nabi Sassim is praising this quality of Abdullah ibn Rawaha, that wherever he may be, when the time for salah comes, the first thing that he does, he performs the salah. So this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Abdullah ibn Rawaha is for every Muslim, that if we are also particular about our salah, we have that concern, we have that fikr, we have that all the time, we make sure that we perform our salah wherever we may be. We may be traveling, we may be on the road, we may be in the jungle, we may be in the Kruger Park, wherever we may be, the time for salah comes, we make our salah immediately. Wherever a person is, we make salah. So this is something, then we can also gain this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we are buried, and a person that mu'min now goes into the grave, Allah Ta'ala will show him the sun. He will be shown the sun setting. Now why Salatul Asri? Because it is very, very easy to work out that when the sun sets, the time for Asr Salah has ended. But actually, in reality, it means every Salah, not only Salatul Asri. Now somebody says, I will be very particular about Salatul Asri, I will never miss it. Salatul Asri is very important because at that time, generally, people speaking are very busy. People are rushing, people are catching up, people are moving. Some people want to go home after a long day's work. That person is now tired. He needs to go home and unwind. He wants to relax. He wants to eat. He wants to meet his family, etc., etc. Now, for him to sacrifice that time and give time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that's a very, very great sacrifice. But in reality, it means every salah. That every salah, so that the person is very, very particular, very, very concerned about each and every salah. The next thing, that next point that we come regarding salah, so we find that in salah, we find all of us complain. It's a very, very general complaint that the minute we make salah, we find our mind is wandering. We become totally overwhelmed with thoughts and ideas and waswasa. We become bombarded with waswasa, with thoughts, so much so that the person does not even realize what rakat they're in, what they have recited, how many rakats have elapsed, and what they read in the first rakat, where is the imam, and absolutely the person has no idea whatsoever. So now what is the remedy for this? The remedy is very, very simple, very, very effective, that from the time, the minute we begin salah, imagine that now you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bakr bin Abdullah Muzani, rahmatullah alayhi, a very, very great scholar, a very, very one of the great awliya, he says, Mam maslaka yabna Adam, or Ibn Adam, who is like you? There's nobody like you. إِذَا شَئْتَ أَن تَدْخُلَ فِي مَوْلَاكَ دَخَلْتَ بِغَيْرِ إِذْنٍ. Whenever you wish to go into the court of Allah Ta'ala, you go into the court of Allah. So the people asked him, how is that so? He says, تَسْبِغُ الْوُضُو, that you make wudu, you make a fresh wudu. وَتَدْخُلُ مِهْرَابَكَ, and you go into your place, your mihrab, you go into your musalla. فَإِذَا أَنْتَ قَدْ دَخَلْتَ عَلَى مَوْلَاكَ تُكَلِّمَهُ بِلَا تَرْجُمَانِ. Subhanallah. And it says that when you have come onto your musalla, you are now, and you begin your salah, you have entered into the court of Allah, you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any interpreter, subhanallah. So this is the shan of a believer. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Salah is the mi'raj of a believer. So this power will come into our salah. Our salah will take off. And our iman will also take off. That strength will come into our iman, that when we make our salah. So now we should imagine that we are actually talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a lengthy hadith, famous hadith, beautiful hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that there's actually a dialogue going on. Qasamtu salata bayni wa bayna abdi. I have divided salah, yet means surah Fatiha, between myself and between my servant. Half for me and half for my servant. Wali abdi ma sa'ala. Whatever my servant asks for me, I will grant him. So the first three verses of Surah Al-Fatiha is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last three verses is for the servant. for us. And in between is that the pledge and the mu'ahada, the promise, the pact that we are making with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah ta'ala responds when we say that. Allah ta'ala says, hamidani abdi, my servant has praised me, has made tahmeed of me. When we say, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah ta'ala says, asna alayya abdi, my servant has glorified me. When we say, maliki yawmiddin, Allah ta'ala says, majjadani abdi, my servant has now praised me, glorified me. So we have recited tahmeed, we have recited sana, and we have recited tamjeed upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these first three verses is for Allah ta'ala. Then comes the ratification, the pact and the promise and that we are making with Allah. It has got two parts. Iyyaka na'budu, then we join it with waw and we say wa iyyaka nasta'in. So iyyaka na'budu means we only worship you and we will only worship you in the future. And then we say wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, we only seek help from you now and we will only seek help from you in the future. So that is now between us and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says wa li'abdi ma sa'ala. What are we asking for? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Then the last three verses is for us. We are actually making a dua. And this is now, so imagine this mukalama, this dialogue is taking place, conversation. We are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are in the court of Allah Ta'ala, talking to Allah Ta'ala. So how must we talk to Allah Ta'ala? So focus, when our life is coming to an end, when are we going to learn the meaning of salah? From Allahu Akbar to Assalamu Alaikum. What is the meaning of Allahu Akbar? What is the meaning of Sami Allahu Liman Hamida? Subhan Rabbi Al-A'la, Subhan Rabbi Al-Azim, Sana. What is the meaning of Surah Fatiha? What is the meaning of short surahs of the Quran? So if we learn these meanings, and then when we're reciting it, we ponder on the meaning, we reflect on the meaning, then it's impossible to think about something else. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah has only given us one heart. In every person in his chest, there's only one heart. So we can only think, we can only focus on one thing. So if we focus on the meaning, and we get lost and overwhelmed in the meaning, inshallah, we're not going to have any waswasa, we're not going to have any thoughts, we're not going to have any stray thoughts that will come and trouble us. So this is the way to gain. So imagine every, what am I doing? I'm making qiyam before Allah. I'm making ruku, I'm making sajda, I'm making ka'ada, tashahud. This is my salah from the time I say Allahu Akbar until the time I'm making salah. So if we bring this focus in us, and imagine one of our sheikhs in Medina al-Munawwara, Sheikh Abu Talha, he has mentioned very, very beautifully. He says that when in salah, talk to Allah Ta'ala like how you would talk to your beloved on the phone. Now imagine you are talking to your beloved son, your beloved child, your partner, somebody who's gone, your son, your child is studying in China, somebody has gone for Hajj, and after many, many weeks, finally the Hajj days of Hajj are beginning. Now you have the opportunity to speak to your beloved. How are you going to speak to that person? With so much of attention, with so much of focus, you'll never miss out on one word. So similarly, when you are talking to Allah, that is how we should be talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be talking to Allah ta'ala in that manner, subhanAllah. So talk to Allah ta'ala as if now we are actually, Allah ta'ala is listening to us. Allah ta'ala's attention is focused on us. And so how we will talk to somebody on the phone that we will not tolerate when we are on an important conversation and our family members, our children are making a noise, we become very, very upset and we quieten them down, we hush them down. Similarly, imagine we are talking to Allah ta'ala. How talk to Allah Ta'ala like how you will talk to somebody on the phone? And then another very, very important point, that if we bring this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, that إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتٍ فَصَلِّي صَلَاةَ مُوَدَّعٍ, that when you stand to perform salah, perform that salah as if it is your al-wida'i salah, your farewell salah. Now what does that mean? It means that every salah that we make, from the time we begin that salah, we must have this idea, this thought in our mind that this is my last salah, that I am making before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My life will come to an end at any moment. I do not know when my life will come to an end. It is very, very possible that this is my last salah that I am making. How are you going to make that last salah? So your qiyam, this is my last qiyam that I'm making before Allah. My last ruku, my last sajda, my last tashahud. The last time that you are reading durood, you are reading attahiyyatu lillah. Imagine how you're going to read that. That in the sajda, I must make Allah Ta'ala happy. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say that if one sajda of mine is accepted, it is better than dunya wa ma fiha. Then the entire world and whatever it contains, that one sajda. Now imagine every sajda, if we make it accepted in the court of Allah, what will happen? Our lives will change. Our salah will change our lives and everything in our lives, ourselves, our health, our spiritual health, our homes, our family, our wives, our children, everything will become blessed. But now perform that salah as if it is the farewell salah. Imam Ghazali has said, when we're reading At-Tahiyyatu, focus on the meaning. Learn the meaning that all my devotion, all my worship, whether it be of words, whether it be physical worship, whether it be monetary worship, everything, my sacrifice, my rites of Hajj, everything is for Allah, lillah. And then, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Imam Ghazali says, when you say ayyuhan nabi, O nabi, who are you making salam to? Imagine you are making salam and dua to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it comes in the hadith that whenever a Muslim makes salam to me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ruh is returned to my body, I reply to that salam. So this we believe in. So think of the hadith and make salam with so much of love. When we make salam to somebody in the world that we know and somebody that we care about, even our tone changes. How are we going to make salam? This is maybe the last salam that I am going to make to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are you going to make that salam? With so much of love, with so much of devotion. And imagine if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now we know that he replies, what is the reply going to be? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, salamati rahmat barakah. That if that dua, one single dua is enough for our success in this world and in the year after. So when our namaz becomes namaz, when our salah becomes salah, then we will get this benefit. So make every salah as if it is our farewell salah. So inshallah, if we can follow these few points, very, very important, and we try to bring about this khushu, this vital element that is missing in our salah, inshallah, it will totally revolutionize our salah. It will bring about a change, a total change in our salah. Then we find that the benefits of salah will come. That is why it is said in one saying very, 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 very beautifully, aslih salataka, that make your salah correct, rectify your salah, put your salah right, tuslih hayatuk, and your life will come right. So from all 24 hours of the day, Allah has given us 24 hours every day. Live today. Live our life for today. So we have today to worry about 24 hours. From that 24 hours, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants 1 hour from us. All our 5 daily salah, the 5 times salah, will take 1 hour. Allah ta'ala wants that 1 hour that we have to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is will bring about a change in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us, bless all of us with this khushu, with this very, very important and vital element in our salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every salah, give us the guidance to perform every salah as if it is our farewell salah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.